Sci-Fi Universa. Erasmus on Air. Dobro jutro, Ljubljana. Dobar dan, Slovakija. This is unfair, but you listen to Erasmus on Air. My name is Rapolas, and nearby me is sitting Tom and Merit.
Hey.
Hey.
We are exchange students in Slovenia and a part of International Gathering Ljubljana. Before we go into further introduction about who we are, what we do, and why we ended up at the radio, I will ask you to keep in mind that this is our very first show on the radio, so forgive us our mistakes as you forgave Alenka Bratušek for solving Slovenian problems on her own. We also might need time to make it smooth, clear, and painful. So, well, to start with, maybe I will briefly introduce the idea behind the International Gathering Ljubljana and how all this stuff started in fall of 2014. So, in general, the concept of the gathering is simple and not an original one. Some people felt frustrated from the beginning about the offers that universities and local student organizations were offering. With the same exceptional discounts every week for the same drinks, pub crawls and same clubs to, you know, renting cars from some companies that surely makes a good profit out of the students. So some of us from the beginning didn't wanted to subscribe to this think globally, fuck locally logic of doing exchange and started together regularly every week in Živko Squatets in Rog to have a sort of self-organized, autonomous students and non-students gathering where we would do presentations and discussions on different topics that people would like to discuss or share. So it probably happened naturally that people started presenting things that they can relate to, that they have some experience about or things that they felt are worth discussing. So, for example, in the first semester in autumn, we heard presentations on topics as broad as sharing global empathy to very specific topics such as current situation of Roma people in Czech Republic. Also, quite a lot of presentations were about events or processes that were happening in real time, such as the debt crisis in Greece, the Kurdish struggle in Rojava, and Turkey, or representation of Russia in European media. And probably the aspect that people who in one or another way had some personal experience with certain subjects, also that we came from places as distant from each other as Siberia and Spain, for example, made the gatherings a viable experience of direct knowledge exchange and a platform for discussions that have some political or social background. Besides that, it was an interesting experiment of building a self-organized structure in a limited time frame, and for some, it was the first time to participate in some sort of collective organizing. It was and still is a sort of autonomous school of autonomy, if I can put it this way. So,
okay, so maybe I think now it's enough for first about the gathering. And we go for a small music break with a local band from Leipzig. They're called Zuleiken with their song Morphine. And after that, we will talk about our exchange experience here in Ljubljana.
Thank you.
Do you know? Do you know how this works? Do you know? Do you know where this river flows? If you have any words, preach them to me like this ref, this out church.
Sorry, we are still here. Okay, so Merritt and Tom, maybe first of all, can you give a brief introduction? Why and how did you end up on exchange in Ljubljana?
I wanted to step out of life I think I know well. From the distance, it's much better to see what is really going on and what kind of possibilities my hometown offers or not. And the relation of everything I want to learn, learning about what the work consists of and what it suffers from. And it's all about learning while living, just from another angle. And yeah, maybe it's a bit pathetic, but I used to be a traveler, but no one who stays somewhere for a long time. So I'm here because of my interest, and so also because of my study. Slovenia, Ljubljana, is a golden mean of Eastern and Western Europe, and the question is just how to get in, sober or intoxicated, exchanged from locals to foreigners, or just among exchange students, and about teach by or learning with.
And you, Tom?
Yeah, I understand Erasmus always as a like very logical step and a self-evident step to do during my bachelor studies. And I mean, we are so privileged to get financial support to study abroad, so it was a clear step for me to do anyway. And I always had that feeling that I learned the most things for my life through traveling to different countries and cultures, and maybe not in comparison to the university. Also, it might be like a bit of a type of different learning. But yeah, then you have this whole Erasmus lifestyle, you don't have any duties, and you have this experience of meeting a lot of people, and that makes the decision of going abroad, of course, easier, especially because Slovenia is yet is not a country that that has such a like cultural difference to Germany, for example. And in the last years, I traveled quite a lot through Eastern Europe and the Balkans. And so 3 years ago, I passed by Ljubljana on my way from Croatia back home. And this relaxed atmosphere of the city and the location in the middle of Europe, for me, made it a perfect location to study abroad.
So, okay, you come to Ljubljana, and what next? Maybe if I can put a more personal experience into this question. I was on Erasmus twice, and both times in Ljubljana. First time I came here in 2013, and now I'm here since October. And when I came, I found that the activities offered by university or student organization are somewhat only about, you know, parties in the closed enclave of Erasmus people, or expensive trips to other cities to basically do the same, you know, get drunk and sort of same clubs. And first time I was here, I was somewhat disappointed with it. And the second time I felt a certain deja vu, where even the activities and the emails sent to us were the same as for the first time. What about you? Do you think it's important to go out of this closed group, this closed enclave of Erasmus peer groups, to find sort of alternative activities?
For me, it's also the first time on Erasmus, like with Tom, but some people I talk with are sharing your opinion. I tried this Erasmus popcorn stuff one time, and I decided that it's not what I want and that I have to look further. What you can find depends on how you're looking for it, and there are a lot of opportunities, even for free. I mean, kung fu, knitting, dancing, short film festival, or music stuff going on the street, or you have just to look for it. But if you're feeling fine with your Erasmus students, why not? But if you're realizing there could be more, there are for sure more nice people. I mean, Ljubljana has around 40,000 students and just 1,000 exchange students every semester.
Yeah, for me, when I saw the Erasmus people in my hometown in Germany, and I saw the Erasmus parties, I think I knew what to expect from this promoted Erasmus lifestyle. But anyway, I really planned to get out of this Erasmus bubble and step a bit into Ljubljana's local life. But it's a bit harder than I thought at the beginning. Now I'm here for 2 months, and now I have the feeling that it's getting a bit more and more. Because the first friends that you will make are, of course, foreign people, because you come into a hostel and, yeah, it's only foreign people there. But it's not a bad thing at all. And so I had the feeling that I have to find a way to experience more than the university offered places and parties if I want to learn and take something home from Slovenia, because I think that this Erasmus promoted lifestyle is the same in Granada or Barcelona or Ljubljana. It's all kind of the same. And yeah, maybe there is the only thing is that I would like to have more contact with Slovene students. Maybe there needs a new strategy needs to be created to connect foreign students and Slovene students more intensively. I mean, we have the lectures together and you can talk to people on the streets, but it might be easier if we were forced to work together on something so that more time is spent together. And only then, I think, this cultural exchange is possible.
So, okay, but do you think it's like a problem of communication that people don't find ways to engage in some sort of local processes, events, or it's just that most of the people, I mean, Erasmus people are just willingly subscribe to this lifestyle that they're offered?
It feels like the flow of information is just coming from one direction, to have a peer group, perhaps to make the first steps. But following the herd is maybe sometimes not all. I mean, what is cultural exchange? Where does it start? And when it's getting in an infinite loop? For many, it's the first time to be alone from home, to be without their parents. And it's somehow a big step, learning to be self-organized and someone did independent. And people sometimes have to learn how to look for their interests, how to find them, me included. And everything you want more, you have to find yourself. And I think that's life.
Okay, so maybe not from enough from us. We did a small interview in the Rožna Domes here in Ljubljana with Erasmus people, and we tried to find out where why they came here, do they like being in Slovenia, and so on and so on. So, yeah, let's listen to that.
Okay, so why Ljubljana?
I have like three options. I can go to Slovakia, to Poland and here. So I chose here because it's the most far away place from my home.
After Germany, they gave me some options and Ljubljana, it was the most attractive one, especially because the price.
Like from Ljubljana, it's 1 hour to the mountains and 1 hour to the the sea. So it's a very good location.
And is there anything that you don't like about Ljubljana?
Yes, there's a lot of Czech people, so I don't like this. But no, I think I love everything.
I don't know, I think it's pretty cool. Maybe that the city is too small.
And we can buy alcohol after nine.
But people are also, they're polite and kind, but they are not so warm like we do, for example.
Yeah, I don't like if I compare with Poland, clubs was free there to entrance, but here not.
So what do you think of life in Rožna Dolina?
Yeah, it's very hard sometimes because there is a party every night, but it's a great place to meet new people. There is a lot of Erasmus students and it's kind of near to city center and there is nature. So it's great, but sometimes it's, you know, a lot of stuff in kitchen, but it's great.
I love it. I love it. It has a lot of disadvantages. But people here are awesome and it's like a big family and we know each other a lot and I don't know, there is a really good atmosphere.
Dirty, very dirty. It's like no, but it's very nice.
I don't like it. No, I'm here because it's the cheapest thing. But this dorm in particular, too many Spanish people. I came on Erasmus and I was thinking, being surrounded by foreign people all the time talking in English, and I'm living here, maybe 50% of the people is Spanish.
It's wild and variable. If you will exit your room, you will always bump on somebody, and you will never know where.
Nice people, you meet a lot of nice people here. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But the kitchens are dirty.
Crazy place for living, not for studying maybe. I'm just kidding. No, but it's interesting because it's like the whole world in one place. People from everywhere, all of them friendly, nice environment, everything is perfect.
Have you been to any events here, like concerts or festivals or the theatre?
It's like here it's full of cultural, I don't know. Last week we were in the Weed Festival.
Yeah.
Nah, we have a lot of, I don't know, the vegan dinners in Metelko and
yeah.
Rock or whatever you have.
Yeah, I were in Pustovanie. It was first night I was here. It was like carnival or something. It was mainly about drinking, so I'm not sure if it's like culture even.
No, but,
yeah, and I was on welcoming of spring. I don't know if you know. It was in the river. It was really great. It was very like big family of Ljubljana. It was very nice.
In Kino Dvorje you can see really good artistic movies even from 16, from new French new waves. And
I didn't join anyone, I just went to clubs.
Okay, name three words in Slovene.
Hvala, hvala lepa, avio, super, dobar dan, dobrodošli da mercato.
Dobar dan, hvala,
prosim,
dobar dan.
Živjo,
yeah.
Hvala, and mi je razumio.
Hvala,
yeah.
Pivo.
So describe Slovenia in three words.
Interesting, good, and good city design.
Can you tell us a fact about Yugoslavia?
I am not sure if there is something funny about Yugoslavia, but I think the best point is that it's over. So.
They have colorful people, I can say.
Quite a variety of answers, yeah. Okay, so we spoke a bit about our personal experiences being on Erasmus in Ljubljana, but I would like to shift the topic now more to the gatherings that we have every Friday in Živko. What is your impression of it so far? I mean, do you think the potential of Erasmus, I mean, that people come from different, you know, cultural, political backgrounds and so on, can be used in a better way, and do the gatherings contribute positively to your experience here?
For me, I really like it so far because it makes my life here in Ljubljana even more fulfilled, to say. Because through meeting other people from different regions, I get more and more questions, and these questions can be answered in the gatherings. And so I think that through our different backgrounds, we have different point of views on politics, culture, or education, because we grew up in different systems and circumstances. And so this is a great chance of gaining more experiences and to broaden one's horizon. And you really have to see the chance to see different people and also different places. So it's a big potential. And this contact to the alternative life of Ljubljana, for example, The Rock or this radio here, can be created. And so for me, it's automatically like a deeper look into Ljubljana's real life.
Yeah, okay. And for example, how important for you is the self-organization aspect of the gatherings? I mean, do you think it just makes things harder to organize and more complex, or quite a contrary? I mean, opens up new possibilities for experimentation, knowledge and exchange, and possibilities to learn something new?
I mean, gatherings like ours just work when someone like you, Rapolis, is making the transition to the next semester when everyone else left. So you did, and here we are. International gathering is a rehearsal, a beginning to explore the art of being many. How will you act in assemblies, in your job? The problem is in distance and sustainability. It's not the perspective of Erasmus, and it's also not its job. The character of Erasmus is limited and temporary, and our time is temporary. And yeah, I mean, that's a problem, but it's a great opportunity, I guess.
Yeah, I think even though it takes way more effort than just participating in some organization that is organized in an external way, it has a lot of advantages, such as our own responsibility, our own freedom, we have own limits, and also the opportunity to follow the aims that we want to. And I think that an important point is that it's also like a learning effect for future projects that we do in our home countries. And yeah.
Okay, so we have now a musical break, and this is some early punk rock from Lithuania. It's called Sasa. I like it never again.
Thank you. Yoga smirsto, to mieste, a 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 smirsto.
Okay, so for the conclusion, some further announcement. That was our show, and on the 8th May, we have our next meeting at Rock at 7 p.m. You can join us if you want. And also on the ongoing Monday, the 12th of May, we will have our next radio show to discuss about some stuff. And you can also find our topics and informations on Facebook, International Gathering Ljubljana. Like and follow. And now there will be another song from the New Model Army, Vagabond.
Okay, so our show time is going to the end. This was Meret, Tom and me, Rapolis, on the first emission of Erasmus On Air. So, hvala da svoj zakupim Erasmus blagajna. Ajde, čau.
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 A snimate. Meni zadošča, da bi padla kaka opeka študentu na glavo, pa bi, ne glede na to, da sem dekan ali ne, bil hud in žalosten. Zdaj me je predvsem strah. Tako jutro se vprašam, ali se ni po noči zgodilo kaj takega, kar strahom pričakujem. To lahko imenujete kakorkoli hočete, toda zdaj to občutim tako. Nobenega drugega interesa zaenkrat ne vidim.